This is KDTAIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boomer Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomer on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. You can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? The Boom Amateur Radio Club, this Christmas dinner will be on, let's see, when is it, December 12th at 7 o'clock at the Boom Docks Restaurant in Lyons Falls. Everyone is welcome to attend, all members, friends, and hams. Each person is responsible for their own dinner bill. And come on in and enjoy fellowship with your fellow hams. I don't have the date for the next meeting, sorry. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member. We can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boomerarc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
5AOW, good evening, Jeff.
KD2VLA.
WD2RUQ.
All right, there's three. We'll start at the top with N5AMW. Bill, good evening. What's going on?
Good evening, Jeff. Well, we had a welcome to the 12 or 14 inches, depending on which way the wind blew, I guess, up here. Finally got around to putting the plow on and get out and get some of those things cleaned up. And, of course, the usual ritual, you know, get the snowblower going, the shovels out and get things cleaned out. Driveway, or not driveway, but the either walkways or whatever paths get cleaned up. A little on the cool side this morning. That wind was absolutely terrible, but it did perk up a bit, ease up a bit, I should say. So from that on to this evening, I guess it warmed up a little bit. Sun came out, and it was fairly decent day overall, but I guess we got a little bit more than what they anticipated for the snowfall. I think the count was 4 to 6 for this area, and well, we were over 12 in most areas that I checked, so it kept us busy. That's pretty much it. I'll return it back to you, Jeff, N5AOW and 73 to everyone else on frequency.
Bill, well, sounds like you got your first big snow. It's snowing here now. Pretty good. I'm looking at the radar there, and it looks like it's going to be snowing here for a little bit. So we're going to get a little bit. Nothing like what you guys have, I don't think, but now we'll see what happens. I guess we're due. We can't really complain, though. We're not getting that buffalo snow. So look at it that way. All right. You have a good one there. We'll catch up with you later. Oh, by the way, Bill, did you happen to, at the meeting, did anybody say when the next meeting is?
No, I asked about that, Jeff, and they weren't sure. I can't remember the lady's name. I should. My memory's terrible sometimes, but they were talking back and forth whether it was going to be March or April. So I think at that point no one knew either. So that's about all I can help you with on that one. N5AOW, back to net control.
Joan there. Thanks. I'm going to leave it open for now. All right. Let's see. We'll move on to... KA2VLA. Clint, good evening. What's up?
KA2VLA. good evening, Jeff. This is KA2VOA. Well, we've enjoyed a winter day, and the forecast is all for 6 weeks. And it really wasn't affecting us. We got about 3 inches our total for 2 days. I took a snowblower out. Started it for the first time since last year.
All right, Clint. Yeah, well, don't look like we're going to get a whole lot more here, but we're going to get something, that's for sure. They're calling, they're saying 1 to 3 inches here tonight. We'll see. It's snowing pretty heavy out there right now. I was surprised. I didn't expect it, but took a look out the window there. It's coming down pretty good. All right, well, you have a good evening, man, and we'll catch up with you later. Let's see. We'll move over to Echolink here, WB2LUQ. My father there, John, down in the Hudson Valley. What's going on tonight?
Yeah, KD2AIT, WB2RUQ. Nothing much. Just sit back, relaxing. It's, I don't know what it is outside. My thermometer is not transmitting. The unit downstairs is. I'll have to check it. I think we're around 30 today or so. Good bright sunshine. No snow or anything. So every day without snow is a good day. That's it. It's just been a nice... busy day, mostly in the house, so just enjoying things, and that's it. I'll turn it back to you, KD2AIT, WB2REQ.
All right. Yeah, there's still a little hum on this Echolink system. I think it's just because I got everything so mashed together over here. I'm going to have to move that Echolink system away from all the computers and everything else. I got to, that's a big project right there, I can tell you that right now. I got to keep it close enough where I can plug in here to the router. This old computer I got here doesn't have Wi-Fi. So, I'll have to tinker around with that some more. So there's a hum. It's not bad, but it's noticeable. I noticed it anyway. And, I got the, I got the power supply right next to the printer, right next to the radio, right next to the switch, right next to the router, right next to a bunch of cables, next to the phone. It's all together at this one spot here, and then right by the computer. So there's a lot of area of interference that I got to address on the Echolink system, but not today. All right, thanks for checking in. Dad, we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Light Service Net, looking for check-in.
KC2NBU.
KC2NBU, hey, good evening, what's up?
Oh, Jeff, we got 20 degrees up on the hill here, and it's starting to snow pretty good. Been working on putting together an electric snow plow. So I got the charging circuit working for the winch to operate the plow, and got the plow on it today, and looks like I'll be able to take it out and try it out tomorrow.
All right, well, good luck with that. It sounds like a project coming right in time. All right. Thanks, Ray. You have a good evening. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, looking for check-in. Well, for myself, another work day. I'm proud to say I didn't go outside once today. I just stayed in the entire day. Well, I guess I'm just not ready for the snow yet, but I better get ready. It's coming. So, not a lot to report. Just a lot of work to do, and it's that time of year for me. I get a lot of work done now, so I don't have to do work enough in the summer. All right, this is KD2AIT. Are there any other check-ins? any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
KB2, is that ask me?
KB2, ZSC, Tim, good evening, what's up?
Not much, I just hung around the house today and, that's about it. We didn't do anything there.
Let's go out through half a ton of coal today.
Not one bag.
Roger. Yeah, we went through a bag of pellets too today, easy. I just let it run all day. I didn't even turn it on, put it on the thermostat. I just put it on manual, and I let it go all day, and got the house nice and warm. So, all right. You have a good evening up there, and we'll catch up with you later. KD2AIT, are there any other comments, queries, or late check-in?
KA2ZNZ.
KC2WI.
Okay, there's two more. KA2ZNZ. Jack, good evening. What's up?
Good evening, Jeff. Everybody on board. Well, it was kind of a very cold day down here with that wind, but we stayed clear of snow until a little while ago. About the last couple hours, we've gotten a very light dusting. My daughter tells me on the way to Casanova from Syracuse, it's quite heavy in spots. So I know there's more moving in, the radar is full. There's more coming into Buffalo and south of Buffalo too. I feel sorry for them, I really do. So anyways, I guess that's about it. I don't have much to, anything special to offer. Hopefully Dan will be on the late net that night when I do the call. And we'll catch everybody then. 7-3-0, KA2-0-0.
Alright, Jack, yeah, I don't know if he's going to be in or not, have to wait and see, alright, well, thanks for checking in. Sorry, somebody was pinging me here at work, and I shouldn't try to talk and read at the same time, but, anyway, alright, Jack, thanks for checking in, and hopefully neither one of us will get that much snow. Alright, KC2WI, Pete, good evening, what's up?
WI at 23 here, we had 10 inches of snow in the overnight. Beautiful day today. It was windy in the morning. I didn't go out. I should have gone out earlier, but I figured if I started trying to blow snow, it would just, you know, it would not be good. And even when I did get out, I mostly had to do it in one direction. But it was a little stickier. I'll probably go out now and finish it up would be good. But so I did that for a while and after lunch, and then I got a snowmobile out and I rode up the snowbanks and up the Van Arnhem Road up to Birmingham, and I had a hamburger at the Birmingham General Store, and then back and around over to Eatonville Road and over to Pitcher Pond and over to Little Otter Lake and back down the road, and it was pretty nice. The only problem is that the machine I got operational. I have never figured out why the hand warmers and the thumb warmers quit working. Sometimes they work, most times they don't. I've been through all the wiring and the handlebars and the connectors there and the switch, control switch, it's a ground, it's a common thing, they either all work or none of them work, and I've had dealers look at it various times and they've, you know, shotgun sort of not knowing what they're doing, I guess. Replace the switch, replace the regulator, charged me a lot of money for both of those parts. I told them I'm not paying for those things because you didn't fix the problem, you know, it was intermittent, so they think they have it fixed, and they didn't. And I
I got it. I didn't pay for all of that stuff. And I paid some, but, you know, about half. And now I got a spare wiring harness out of the wreck sled that I bought, and that's going to go into this one when I do a couple other things. But it was still a nice ride. If I do it again, I'm going to have warmer gloves, I guess. And actually a warmer jacket. It didn't seem all that cold out here and, you know, blowing snow and that, but boy, it was a little bit too cold. But it was really nice. I took a couple nice pictures and got out. And so if it's snowing and crummy tomorrow, at least I got out and, for a little bit. AC2WI.
All right, Pete. Yeah, those. You know, it's got to be something. You know, stupid on that. You know that you'll come across, you'll trace it back, and you'll find it. And, you know, you just smack yourself in the head, and be like, why didn't I do that before? That's what always the way it is with me with those wiring issues. But well, good luck with it. And all right, we'll catch up with you later. Let's see. This is KD2AIT. Are there any other check-ins?
Roger, Roger, KD2AIT, good evening from Kilo Alpha 3 Tango Foxtrot Bravo, KA3TFB, Bill Bravo, India Lima Lima, calling through the EchoLink system in western Pennsylvania, a little town called Wexford. Good evening to all, and thanks for allowing me to come up there and say hello. Wishing everyone a good evening. Over.
K3TFB. Bill, good evening. What's going on in Wexford tonight?
Hi, Roger, Roger. Thanks for the question here. laughing out loud here. I need 10 to 12 seconds of an open window to transmit before everyone else is finished. The technology today isn't as quick as I'd like it to be. But thank you. Hey, listen, I'm concerned. Where do you want the snow team to come up and shovel at? I mean, I'm going to have to rustle up volunteers and give shovels and then pay meals and have people stay overnight up there. So, well, listen, it's not that bad yet. But listen, the long-range forecast isn't very well. The National Weather Service says this, that in a few days you're going to have that Alberta Clipper come down again. And pester you with some more inches of snow, maybe a foot in some areas that they are reporting. Also, after that, it'll warm up, and then you'll have a significant rainstorm there, probably the weekend, beginning of next week. And lo and behold, it happens all over again. The next cold polar vortex is to come back down again Wednesday and Thursday of next week and start the snow machine all over again. Listen, you're going to need a lot of beds and a lot of meals for people to come up and help you. But good to hear from you, Paul. And back over to you, KD2AIT in the group. And Annette, I wish everyone a warm, dry evening. KA3TFB, indeed a good evening.
All right, Bill, yeah, the handle here is Jeff. And, yeah, you know, we're no strangers to snow up here. So I guess we're going to get what we're going to get, and we're just going to have to accept it. So I'm just hoping I can get into camp with the truck a few more times. Anyway, there is a lag on all the EchoLink stations, really, some more than others. And that's why I always try to leave a long pause in between, I'm checking when I'm looking for check-ins to give people on EchoLink a chance there to press the transmit button. Because there's usually a good 5 second lag there on some of the sometimes. So, all right. Well, thanks for checking in there, Ben. And you have a good evening. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT looking for check-ins. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? All Well, you can tell it's winter. We've got a lot more check-ins in the wintertime than we do in the summertime. All right. Well, I'm now going to close the Black River Valley service. That return to frequency radio very much you. So let's thank, Bill, Quint, John, Ray, Tim, Jack, Pete, and Bill from Wexford for checking in tonight. And say 73 to anyone listening in. This is KD2, AIT, and I'll be clear.
KA3TFB signing off through the Echo Link system. Good evening and good night to all.
Check in tonight, with or without traffic, all stations are welcome. And do hold traffic for N20YQ if we can rattle this chain through tonight. Stations can help it.
KD2AT, good evening, Jack. No traffic.
N5AOW, good evening, Jack. No traffic also.
KC2MBU, good evening, no traffic.
This is N2WBX, good evening, no traffic.
Okay, very good, good follow-up. KC2AIT, hello again, Jeff. N2AOW, hello, Bob. KC2NBU, hello, Ray. And N2WBX, Dennis. Thank you all for sharing in, much appreciated. Still looking for N20YQ, any additional stations. And this is I-10, looking for stations with or without traffic. So we're looking for Dan. N20YQ. Okay, well, I guess I'll give Dan a call again tomorrow and see if I can get him to come in tomorrow night. Well, thank you all for tuning in. Much appreciated, folks. 7-3 to all. Have a good evening. Good day tomorrow. KA2 Zanzibar.